This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. Seattle's bike share program is in its final hours. The city tried to bail out the Little Use system about a year ago to the tune of $1.4 million. But in the end, there were not enough riders to make a go of it. 88.5's Monica Spain came across three Seattle architects who were taking a final spin during their lunch hour.
With sturdy cruiser-style frames, the green Pronto bikes are easy to spot. And according to Nathan Mesmer and his colleagues, easy to ride, more leisurely and social. So he's a fan. And yet,
I've ridden once before at the, conception of the program.
That's just two rides in the 2.5 years the bike share has been in operation. In fact, between the three men, only Elias Gardner has ventured out a bit more. But he says Seattle streets aren't as safe as those in other cities where he's used bike shares.
Boston, Montreal, Washington, D.C., Mexico City, a lot of places.
You felt safer in Boston than you did in Seattle?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Gardner says Seattle's shared lanes are nerve-wracking, and Tim Ritchie, who regularly commutes on his own bike, says between that and all the one-way streets, you really do need to know the city.
We noticed when we were picking up the bikes at 3rd and Union, there's a map on top of the helmet storage bin that shows the bike lanes, and it is not at all clear. There is not an easy way to get from north to south or east to west.
Some say in spite of the streets, the hills, and yes, the rain, the bike share is destined to return. But Mesmer says it would require some tweaks to attract novice riders.
Bikes are, in a way, marketed to people who are ultra-athletic. And I think that there are a lot of those people in Seattle, but there's obviously a big market for people who can ride casually, and that's where the infrastructure we're talking about would make a big difference.
The bikes will be going into storage while the city shops the equipment around so that maybe another city can give bike sharing a try. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.